For WKMS News, I'm Liz Treader. Some Kentuckians with Medicaid who go to the emergency room for what they think is an emergency, but later officials determine the visit wasn't an emergency, will be penalized starting July 1st. WFPL's Lisa Gillespie reports that the penalties will apply to adults who gained coverage after Kentucky expanded Medicaid, such as adults without dependents and some parents.
Here's how Kentucky's new emergency room penalties will work. Enrollees will be given a My Rewards account. If the state deems an ER visit as unnecessary, they'll deduct an amount of money ranging from $20 to $75 from that account. A state spokesman wrote in an email that the intent of this new policy is to reduce inappropriate ER visits and to help enrollees get connected with primary care.
Very, very few patients who come to the emergency department who truly know that they don't have an emergency, that right up front we could say, you know, based on what you're here for, we know that this is not an emergency.
Lisa Maurer is an emergency room doctor in Ohio. She says she understands Kentucky's new policy is supposed to direct potential non-emergency patients away from the ER, but she worries the policy will also deter patients who truly need to come.
We want to make sure that our patients feel that if they're having an emergency, they can come to the emergency department.
Lexington emergency room doctor Ryan Stanton agrees. To regular people, conditions that a health insurer or an ER doctor might not see as urgent is to them an emergency. He used the example of patients thinking they're about to have a stroke.
We're hearing on the radio these ads about blood pressure and causing stroke and you need to go to ER right away. But blood pressure is rarely an emergency. But to the lay public, high blood pressure is a stroke waiting to happen.
So the state could classify a visit because of high blood pressure and fear of stroke as a non-emergency if Stanton finds the patient wasn't actually unstable or about to have a stroke.
You know, how many people do we have who call the family doctor's office and the receptionist says, well, you know, if you can't wait 3 or 4 days to get an appointment with us, then you just go to the ER.
That was David West Brewer, the past president of the Kentucky chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. Brewer says another reason people come to the ER, even if they may know it's not an emergency, is because Medicaid enrollees have a hard time finding a primary care practice with immediate availability. At the University of Louisville Hospital, for example, 2/3 of the emergency room visits there occur after business hours, when places like primary care offices are closed. But the hospital says the vast majority of these patients have either been directed by their primary care office or insurance company helpline to go to the ER. The one way an enrollee will have this penalty waived is if they call their insurance company nurse hotline before going to the ER within 24 hours. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.